on the banks of this very holy, sacred Srovar, Pavan Srovar, Srila Sanatana Goswami, the spiritual master of Srila Rupa Goswami, perform his bhajan. Where we are sitting now is the bhajan kirtir of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the personification of humility. And in his humility, he became dearmost to the heart of the gentle, the ruffians, everyone who met him. He wandered throughout Brajabhumi, distributing the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And along with the other, with these six Goswamis, by his exemplary behavior, his establishment of temple, Madan Mohanji, and by their wonderful writings, he planted the seed in which the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu could spread throughout all the world. There's a famous story while Sanatana Goswamiji was living here on the banks of Pavan Srovar, is that a beautiful little girl approached Srila Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutir is very close by, near Terakadamba. If it is not too dark and we do not spend too much time here, we can go to that very sacred place. But they would meet one another often. And this little girl, she prepared nice kheer, paramana, and said, "Please give this to your elder brother, Sanatana. On behalf of the Vrijavasis, I want to offer this." So as Sanatana and Rupa tasted this paramana, it was so nectarine, so ecstatic, the tears of love just began to flow from their eyes, their limbs began to tremble. And Sanatana became very suspicious. "Where did you get this kheer, Rupa Goswami?" He said, "A nice young girl, a coward girl, she gave it to me, asked me to give it to you." Sanatana asked, "What is the description of this girl?" When he described, he could understand that it was their worshipable Lord, Srimati Radharani, the queen of their hearts. And Sanatana became very much disturbed that you have made a great offense. You have caused me to accept service from Srimati Radhika. We are eternally the servant of the servant of Sri Radhika. Of course, although they were speaking like this, still, they could not stop drinking the sweet rice. Because it was so sweet and so full of nectar. So in this way, we should understand that there is always a competition between Srimati Radharani and her pure devotees. And who can perform the most pleasing service to the other. But the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, headed by Sri Rupa Sanatana, they established the highest principle of unconditional, unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. And it was here that Sanatana Goswami purified the whole world through his chanting of the holy names and his divine remembrance of the Leela of Sri Radha and Krishna. It is here that he compiled many of his beautiful books in which we are still being nourished by to this very day. And it is here that such wonderful pastimes of pure devotion took place. So let us humbly bow our heads at the personification of the most exalted of all the qualities of a Vaishnava, humility, Srila Sanatana Goswami. Our beloved spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa, Hari Braja Kacharya, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, had several intimate friends and god brothers who were especially most dear to his heart. One of them was Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. This is his Samadhi Mandir. So many devotees could speak so much about their wonderful association with this great Vaishnava saint. I'd like to just share one small incident. When I was living in Vrindavan in 1971, when I first came, I was not a member of ISKCON. ISKCON had no temple or any devotees in Vrindavan at the time. And for 7 months I lived at one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrother's ashrams. And living in a little room in the corner of the ashram was Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And he would chant the holy names all night long. Anytime you would go by his room, you would hear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And every time you would meet him, he would very blissfully call out very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He would cry out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The devotees are unfriendly. Hare Krishna. And he was always so blissful and so loving. And I thought that he must not know English, because the only thing he says is, Hare Krishna. But one day, after about a month, and plus, actually, when I first got there, I got typhoid fever and I was in the hospital. He used to come and visit me, and he would just come and just smile and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I was so sick, I would just go, Hare Krishna. And then I would sit with them for about 4 hours every morning, just the two of us in the temple room. And he would just have a little mridanga, and he would chant bhajans before the deities, and chant beautiful prayers and slokas and mantras and songs by Narottam and Bhaktivinod. But mostly he would just chant the Maha Mantra. And we became very, very close, because we were just sitting there together 4 or 5 hours every morning. But he never spoke to me. I thought he didn't speak English, so we would just chant together and look at each other, and he would just cast merciful glances upon me. But one day, I went out to do parikrama of Vrindavan all night long, and I wasn't there for Mangal Arati the next day. And I went to the well of this ashram to get some water, and someone was behind me and said, Where were you for Mangal Arati? And I looked her back, and it was Srila Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. So I thought, he couldn't have said it. So I just went on getting more water, and then I heard, "Why you did not come to Mangalarchi?" And then I looked back, and it was just him standing there, and I was looking. I wanted to ask him, "Who's asking me this question?" But I didn't think he'd be able to answer my question. So I went and got another bucket of water. And he said, "Why you did not come to Mangalarchi?" And then I looked back again, and it was only him standing there. And I looked at him, and he looked at me right in the eyes. He says, "Why you are not answering my question?" Now, you know, in India, people who know English, they like to show off how they know English. But he knew perfect English, better than me. He knew British English. But at the same time, he was simply always chanting the holy names. The highest, most purified language of all languages is the Maha Mantra. And I can honestly say that he was the first devotee. He first taught me to play mridanga. Whatever beats I know on the mridanga, I learned from Srila Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. And I never cared to learn anything else. And also, just by his association of seeing the incredible taste that he had for chanting the holy names, he was my first inspiration for kirtan. He lit a flame in my heart that is still burning for the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Vrindavan. Later, after I wasn't living in that mata anymore, I was sleeping on Jamuna bank, I would travel around Vrindavan, and whenever I'd go to Imlital or the Gauranga Mahaprabhu temple, I'd always see him there chanting the holy names. And whenever I was at any of the Gaudiya Math temples for a festival, there might be dozens and dozens, sometimes 100 devotees from all different Gaudiya Maths. They'd all be at one place celebrating. But as soon as Srila Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj would come in, immediately everyone would stand and give him the mridanga and ask him to sing. He was the chief kirtan leader in the whole Gaudiya Math. And even though the Gaudiya Math had so much fighting and friction between it, Srila Krishna Das Babaji was best friends with every acharya, every brahmachari, every devotee of every mat. He could go anywhere, and as soon as he came in, they would just give him the mridanga and beg him, "Please chant the holy names." And how he would sing, with such fervor, with such devotion. He was literally the embodiment of the sloka of Mahaprabhu, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Because of his great humility and devotion, Sri Radharani empowered him to constantly chant the holy names. So one day, Srila Prabhupada with about 25 disciples came to Vrindavan. And I was coming every day, spending the whole day with Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. So I went and told Srila Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has come.
Oh, he was so happy. Bring me to where he is. I want to see Swami Maharaj.
He was so anxious to see him. He was jumping So we went to this place, Sharad Bhavan, and there was one sannyasi standing with a danda, guarding the stairway going up to Prabhupada's room. Just like Dinabandhu Lota Baba, where he uses his stick for dancing and playing like a flute. Well, this sannyasi was using his danda like a chokidar stick to guard the passageway. And he knew me, so he said, oh, go see Prabhupada. And then Srila Krishnadas Babaji started coming up with me. He said, who are you? He said, I am Prabhupada's godbrother. He said, you cannot go up there. You are not allowed. Babaji Maharaj said, I want to see Prabhupada. He is my dear friend. He said, no, you cannot go. So Krishnadas Babaji was so transcendental, he just started walking up anyway. So the sannyasi was about to grab him. He was a big person. He was about to grab him and throw him down the stairs. And I came between them and I said, please, Maharaj, please. Because I was just like, I was a Babaji myself in those days. So I said, please, go up and ask Prabhupada. This is the most respected and most loved person in all the Gaudiya Math. You must go off and ask Prabhupada before you cause any harm to him. So he sent a brahmachari, go ask Prabhupada, Krishnadas Babaji. So the brahmachari came down and said, he wants to see him immediately. So Prabhupada was in the room with about 20 people, sitting, little seat. And when Babaji Maharaj and myself came in, Prabhupada got up and started to cry. And Krishnadas Babaji started to cry. And they both ran to each other, not ran, but walked quickly, and they started embracing each other. And then Prabhupada took him and put him on the seat with him. They both sat on the little seat on the floor together. And then Krishnadas Babaji started saying in Bengali, I don't know what he said, but whatever it was, Prabhupada was laughing hysterically. And as Prabhupada was laughing, he was hitting Krishnadas Babaji's leg like this. And Krishnadas Babaji was hitting Prabhupada's back like this. And for half hour, they were laughing, nonstop laughing. He was telling, I don't know what he was saying. I heard names of Krishna every now and then. But they were just laughing in such intimacy. Prabhupada would say something and Babaji Maharaj would say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Babaji would say something and Prabhupada would start laughing and they were slapping each other. And they were completely oblivious to everyone else in the room. We were all just like this. And I could understand such, I could say honestly, that in my life I had never witnessed such deep and pure love that two human beings could have for one another. Because it was the love of two pure souls, two intimate associates of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Nitai Gauranga. And that experience is one of the highlights of my whole life. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj is one of the most compassionate and merciful people I have ever met in my life. What he has given me, I am eternally indebted. And please know that whatever I am trying to give you is much of the inspiration that came from Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. When he was to leave this world, he came to the banks of Pavan Sarovar and he did his bhajan for the last days. And then he was put into Samadhi Mandir. So let us bow our heads in grateful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj. Would bring Krishna and Balaram here each day, and together they would all take their morning and evening baths. This is called Pavan Sarovar. The bathing place of Nanda and the senior most of the cowherd men, along with Krishna and Balaram. Krishna would also regularly bring his cows to this holy place to drink the waters. And while they were drinking those waters, Krishna, Balaram, and their cowherd friends would also drink the pure nectaring waters of Pavan Sarovar. Durvas Muni gave Srimati Radharani the benediction that whatever she cooked was more sweet than nectar, and whoever tasted her cooking would never fall ill. So Mother Yashoda, who is the queen of Braja, arranged so that Srimati Radharani would cook for Krishna every day. And it was here on the banks of Sri Pavan Sarovar that Srimati Radhika Rani, along with her sakis, would make wonderful, wonderful preparations for Krishna every day. Dinabandhu Prabhu told one beautiful story already about Manohar Ladus that she would prepare. There are so many stories like this. Just here is the well in which Srimati Radharani would draw the water to cook. This is one of the favorite pastime places of Sri Radha Krishna, as well as Krishna Balaram in Brajbhumi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, as it is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, spent many happy moments here at Pavan Sarovar, remembering the wonderful pastimes of Krishna Balaram and bathing in these very tranquil and purifying waters. So at this time, because it's about sunset, without taking any more time, we should all take the opportunity to take bath in Pavan Sarovar. And, of course, we should bathe by bowing down first and placing 3 drops of water on our heads, and then in a very prayerful and devotional mood, we should receive the mercy of Sri Krishna Balaram in the form of this divine holy place.